Okay, just cycling the last few kilometres of Georgia now. It's quite late actually, it's about 12 noon. Just set off about an hour ago. I'm feeling sick yet again, getting a little bit fed up of it. Seems to have some issues with my stomach ever since China. That's kind of get me down a wee bit. And there's a bloody headwind again. Oh, it's just been a strong headwind throughout Georgia, it just pushes against you. But for the most part, Georgia's been incredible. Really lovely, diverse scenery, and very, very friendly people. I found it really difficult to spend money in Georgia because people just put us up and offer for us food, and even if it's a restaurant, they won't take the money at the end. I found that quite difficult actually, because I just feel like, you know, okay, you can put us up for free, but if you're running a restaurant and you're offering us like lemonade and kachapuri, which is the local sort of cheese and bread sort of pie thing, then I think you should take money for that. And so I found that quite difficult, but Jay was just like, you know, they're giving it to you, then just accept it gracefully, otherwise it's probably more impolite to try and shove money at them. So, wonderful people, really friendly, just very open, and really interested in the journey, the trip. And started taking out the pamphlet, the sponsorship pamphlet that was made for the trip, and showing that to people that have put us up. And that's gone down really well, just because it's got pictures and it's got the flags from the countries, and so it's, you know, when you can't communicate, giving someone something with pictures on it's quite effective. So heading into Turkey now. We're crossing the border at a place called Sarpi, and Hopa is on the other side of the border. We're just hugging the coast right now. It's the Black Sea to my right. There's cows wandering down the road on my left. It's quite busy actually, and there's lots of construction and lots of trucks. It's a really small road. I was like, TJ, is this right? Because we're sort of going down a tiny little path to, well, what I think is a border crossing. So, but there's another truck, a big Turkish truck, so we must be going the right way. So I'm really excited. I wish I was feeling better, but I am so excited about hitting the challenge of Turkey head on. I've been completely freaking myself out by reading lots of blogs about how hard Turkey is to cycle in. And in fact, I met this wonderful woman called Jilly Sherlock, and you can Google her. She's cycling east from Felixstowe to wherever she ends up. Really inspirational woman, actually, got lots of guts, and she told me that she calculated the elevation using the internet and the elevation chart website, and we're going to be cycling up the equivalent of 2 times Mount Everest between here and Istanbul. That's 18,000 metres. So I was like, what? I was like, really? She's like, yeah, completely. That's what she worked it out as. That's farcical. But what a challenge. And in this heat and with these heavy bikes, she just said it was so difficult. But then Jay and I cycled China, and we met a guy in China called Charlie, and he cycled Turkey. And I was like, oh, was Turkey really difficult? And he was like, Abby, once you cycle China, nothing's difficult. So I'll just keep that in the back of my mind and hope that I can get healthy. Right now, I'm not feeling healthy at all. But okay, so that's that then for now. I put some photos on the website recently, but it's very difficult to find the time to update the website more than just putting photos on. So I'm sorry about that, but please keep checking at the photos. And I think that when I'm on my own, I'll have a lot more time to write things on the website, because obviously at the moment now Jay and I are talking to each other about it, but I soon have no one to talk to, so I'll have to write it down. Okay, great. Thanks for listening, everyone. Cheers now.